won't surprise you to know that a recent survey of young women has revealed that right up there on a list of concerns is the straight answer to the question, why should I wait until I get married? In this day and age, that's not an unreasonable question to be asking. I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we take a look at this apparently outdated notion of waiting for marriage with my special guests, Nell Knox and Joe Brereton. Now today we're going to be chatting again with Janelle Knox and Joe Brereton, the editors of Mickey Magazine, MICIMagazine.com, an online mag specifically for young women in their late teens through their mid-20s, about the issues that young women really want answers to. And one of the questions, one of their big questions, is why should I wait till I get married? Now, it's not an unreasonable question. Back in my younger years, when I was young, shiny, it was a scandalous thing for two people to sleep together before they were married. Whereas today, every TV show has people hopping in and out of bed with one another, and it's become the norm for young folk to live together in a kind of a try before you buy arrangement before they get married. And not just young folk. Janelle and Cho, welcome again to the program.
Hi, Bernie. Hey,
thanks for having us here.
Now, look, there's nothing new under the sun, right? But there's been a big shift over the last 20 or 30 years in our perceptions of the legitimacy, pardon the pun, of physical intimacy before marriage, hasn't there?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Things have changed in the way it's perceived. Why do you think that is? Why has society taken such a big shift on this issue?
I think that because society is actually going through becoming a very pleasure-filled society. So it's about getting the latest high on everything. So that's why drugs are really right up there. And look, that's why physical intimacy has become a huge commodity nowadays. You can buy and you can sell it. And so what happens is that people are now just chasing the pleasure of it without any of the other stuff that it comes with. But of course, it's one of those really wrong, unidealistic premises because there's disappointment. There's a whole bunch of stuff that goes with that. And, you know, physical intimacy is not actually fulfilling what it was truly designed for.
But hang on, is it just that you Christians are being prudes? I mean, what's wrong with getting out there and having a bit of fun? I mean, a sex drive is a natural part of every man and woman's makeup. And so it's easy for people to look at you Christians and go, well, come on, give me a break. No one thinks like that anymore.
Yeah, look, I see your point. And look, coming from a girl who had sex before marriage, I wish I'd waited. And I think that's one of the things that the girls are telling us. A lot of them are still asking that question, why should I wait? And a lot of them have actually had sex and then choose to then wait until they get married, whether it is because they've then become a Christian or whether they're still in church, but they just get that revelation that, you know what, I'm worth more than just a one-night stand, and I'm worth more than giving away something so precious, giving it away to somebody who I can't get it back from, and then he's walking down the street with the other girl that he's now giving it away to. So that becomes a reality for many girls, whether they're in church or whether they're in the world. Your virginity is really something that is so precious, and I think that is a cliche and that gets glossed over, where the society tells you, you know what, you're not going to be able to please your husband once you get married if you don't have physical intimacy before you get married. And so that's a real thing for a lot of young girls. There's a pressure out there to say you need to test drive before you get into marriage so that you know how then to please your husband.
So you're saying the world's got it wrong on this issue?
Yeah, that's what I think personally.
Absolutely have. Yeah. Well, it comes back to what Cho was saying earlier about it's not just about pleasure. You know, physical intimacy is just that. It's another way of communicating, and it's a way of communicating love, but there's so many other things that it can communicate. It can bring healing. It can bring comfort. It can bring joy. It can bring pleasure. It can bring all of those things, but you're not going to find that in, you know, a one-night stand. That is then all about just chasing that five-minute high or whatever it is.
Absolutely.
One of the things, the really sobering thoughts, I think it was Nikki Gumbel on the Alpha Course that first confronted me with this idea, as obvious as it is that if God is God, if that's true, then God invented sex.
Yes. Right? Absolutely. Yes.
It's good. He's not shocked by it. There's actually a loving design to our sexuality, which is, I guess, what you're alluding to is by saying there's more to it.
Yeah.
Than just the physical side.
Yep. I think that physical intimacy has a very, very rich design. It's just meant to be beautiful. God invented it so that it's very pleasurable. But, you know, as Janelle said, it has a huge broad function as well. And it's like, you know, getting the best, let's use an iPad because I know you love them, Bernie, and using it to prop up a wobbly table. I mean, it's good for that, but that's not what it was designed for. And, you know, you don't want it.
That's why the screen cracks.
What you don't want is to take something so amazing and just use it as something very cheap, which is just pleasure, you know?
It's not just a physical thing.
No, I think it's not.
It's linked to our emotions. It's linked to our spirituality.
Absolutely.
It's probably unique in bringing our emotions and our physical nature
together. Absolutely.
Our spirit beings too.
Together. So. And you don't want to share that with just anyone. And you know, Lord, that's why I think it's such a great thing in long-term relationships, which of course that's what marriage is, a good solid long-term relationship, which is gives you a chance to have fun with it and explore and grow in and just come to the full richness of what it's actually designed for. And I think that's why it's such a safe environment. And a lot of our girls are saying, well, you know, I might not be able to please my husband. Absolutely. You know, honey, that's such a cute question, because it's not about you pleasing him. It's about the both of you finding pleasure in it together. And that, you know, that's part of the rich design as well. And it's fine. It's great to have fun with physical intimacy and to enjoy it as well. But outside of a very safe environment, like a very good relationship, it becomes something else.
Because God's plan, plain and simple, is for one man and one woman to come together in a complete union, where the two become one in a permanent lifelong relationship.
Absolutely.
It's as simple as that. That's God's plan. It's a plan for a closeness at every level, which other than our relationship with God is unsurpassed in human experience.
That's right.
What shocked me, the Bible, because I imagined the Bible would be a stuffy old, you know, this is what I thought the Bible was. The Bible is not squeamish in talking about sex, is it?
Nope.
The Song of Songs, the Song of Solomon's in the Old Testament, is really quite direct.
Well, it talks about rejoicing in the wife of your youth. And so that premise there is saying, you know, you are married. Sorry, it's Proverbs 5:18-19. And always be enraptured or delighted beyond measure with her love. And so we're looking at that from the perspective that God's saying there's a relationship here. There's a relationship between one man and one woman. And that's where you're going to find the most delight beyond measure is within the confines of that relationship. And so going back to why then should you wait till you're married is because you're not going to find that kind of relationship or that kind of love on every level with one person, one night, in a month or in a week. You know, you're not going to find that. You're going to find maybe pleasure. And I'm saying maybe because it's not always pleasurable. And I think a lot of young girls out there are wondering, is Hollywood right? Have they got it right? Are they portraying what intimacy should be like? And we're here to say, you know what, they've got it so wrong. In a relationship, it's better than what Hollywood can portray.
I don't know if you remember the Coca-Cola ad, it's the real thing.
Yeah.
It's the way it should be. Yeah. That's what this is about.
Yeah,
there is a cheap imposter.
It's a counterfeit.
Right? Yep. And there's a counterfeit, and then there's the real thing. And the real thing is this beautiful thing that God has planned, which is the physical union of a man and a woman in an exclusive relationship that's lifelong. Now, look, there are some obvious limitations to how much we can chat about in an open forum on air, but I believe that just in a recent issue of Mickey Magazine, you've actually devoted a whole issue to this subject. And how can people get a hold of that?
Well, they can go online to Mickey Magazine, micimagazine.com, and once you subscribe, which is just with your email address, then we can send you a link to that magazine so you can download it and read it at leisure.
And it's a free subscription, right?
It's a free subscription, and the magazine's called Snow.
Social media is a great way to stay connected with your friends and the world around you. And we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts, devotions, and inspiration. So no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can share with your friends and family. So we'll be sharing God's word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen. So like us on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.